to startuprad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Yes.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from startuprad.io, your startup podcast and YouTube blog from Germany. Today, I have the first guest ever who showed up with her dad, but admittedly, you're also the youngest interview partner that I ever had. Welcome. What's your name? What are you doing?
My name is Mayra Anam. I'm 12 years old and I'm in 7th grade in the Gymnasium Waldorf.
Waldorf in Germany, for everybody who doesn't know Germany, it's in Germany. It's actually where the headquarters of a small company called SAP is located. But talking about you, you're 12 years old and you want to be an entrepreneur.
Yes.
And what's your idea?
So I on my own saw that every day I have a problem. When I stand in front of my closet, I don't know what to wear. So I just stand there hours thinking, get off my clothes, see if they go together. And if they don't, then I have to fold them again, keep them back. I also don't know what to do with my old clothes, because I can't just throw them away. So I want to make a network about clothes, like Instagram is about pictures. In it you can combine your clothes with your accessories, and you can see how often, when and where you've worn the clothes, so you don't wear something too often or to the same place again and again. You can sell your old clothes and buy new ones and secondhand ones. The app is cost-free, so you actually don't have to pay anything except you want to buy something.
So what I understand, it's like basically like a fashion app where you can put together what you want to wear this day. For example, for me, I could use it to get my fashion together for all the interviews, and I can make sure I'm not wearing the same bright polo shirt, the same bright pullover at every interview.
Yes.
Okay. And basically, there's also an option that you could sell your clothes on the app, secondhand.
Yes, and you don't have to pay anything to sell them.
That's interesting. And how are you thinking of making money?
Okay, so the clothes that you can combine, they are in different categories. So like pants, and then in different colors. So we can make statistics where you can see how many percent of the customers, of our customers, are wearing what from the category. And those, of course, we're making sure of the privacy police. And but those people who make clothes, they can see them, and then they can make their own clothes.
It's like a real-time feedback for fashion designers, what is right now in demand, what's the age group.
Yes.
I see it. Okay. How far is your startup idea? How far are you? I've seen there's some PowerPoint presentations, some wireframes.
Yes.
On the paper.
Yes, so we have a mock-up, and the next step is an MVP. So in the MVP, there will only be the closet and the statistics. And then we have to see how it's going to go.
Great. Well, you're by far the youngest entrepreneur I ever had the pleasure to interview. Thank you very much. Best of luck. And for everybody who would like to learn more, we have down here in the show notes the LinkedIn profile of your dad, so people can contact you indirectly. Awesome.
Thanks for the interview.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.